Proclamation number 6805 of 14th of April, 1957. The day of the end is set. You are approaching the end with incontrovertible certainty. And no matter how much you resist and thought, you cannot stop it because God's plan of salvation has been determined and everything unfolds in accordance with it, including world events which also contribute towards accelerating the course of events which lead to the process of dissolution of the earth's creations. The end of this earth period has been foreseen since eternity, but the free will of man is the reason for it, which God also foresaw from eternity and was able to base his plan of salvation on it. It comes, as it was predicted by seers and prophets from the beginning of this redemption epoch, and people themselves offer their hands to it, for they completely step out of divine order. They are partly in a spiritual low that can no longer be surpassed and which alone justifies an end, and partly in such arrogant thinking that they believe they can master divine laws of nature which, however, are still unknown to them. God himself no longer finds access to these human hearts, otherwise they would desist from their activities and also be able to escape the spiritual blindness which, however, now holds them captive. And thus the fate of people and also of all created creatures is fulfilled, and everything is approaching a change which will usher in a new period of time again, which will bring peace and harmony on earth again and guarantee safe ascent for the spiritual. But these predictions find little or no credence. Humanity has not yet experienced such a transformation, and what lies far in the past has remained alien to people. They have no evidence of similar processes and therefore do not believe that they are threatened by events which signify a total transformation of all that has gone before. But time moves forward and the last day for this earth draws ever closer. And that is why God only directs this unusual knowledge to earth, to still shake up the few who have not yet completely sunk into the deep. The end will come irrevocably and the signs will still emerge so clearly that individual people will become apprehensive, and for them explanatory knowledge will also be a blessing because it will provide them with information which is credible to them. For God does not want to let any person go astray, and as long as there is still a prospect of bringing salvation to a soul, the rescue attempts will not be abandoned either. But the day of the end is fixed, and according to divine law it will also be observed. But people themselves would rather hasten the end than stop it, for their conduct proves that the low point has been reached which necessitates an end. And as in the time of the flood of sin people walk blindly along, as in the time of the flood of sin, they seek to extract treasures from the earth and make them useful to themselves, they unleash forces whose inconceivable effects are unknown to them. They themselves carry out what destruction means for the earth and all its creations. People close their ears to all warnings, they unflinchingly pursue their aims, and God has calculated this all into his plan of salvation and still made what happens through satanic influence serviceable for spiritual further development, so that his adversary unintentionally participates in the work of salvation, that he himself steers the process of development back on the right track against his will. That the spiritual substance which he believes to have gained is once again wrested from him and his power and bound anew in creation and thus nevertheless walks the path upwards again, even if endless times are necessary until the aim is reached again, to be able to make the final decision as a human being. And God foresaw all this, and seers and prophets repeatedly pointed to the end on his behalf. Yet humanity has no idea how close it is to this end. But God constantly sends it admonitions and warnings so that everyone who believes can prepare himself. But for the unbeliever, the end will be terrible. Amen.